We begin first with hockey, and in the first such event in more than four decades, Pardubice faced Kometa Brno in an outdoor match in the Czech Republic at the weekend. Echoing the NHL's Winter Classic, also played under an open sky, the match at a Speedway stadium in eastern Bohemia drew 17,140 visitors. That's a record for the Czech Republic's top hockey division, the Extraliga. But the match failed to break the all-time record for highest number of attendees, 18,500, set back in 1962. Previously, organizers had hoped to sell as many as 25,000 tickets. As for the match itself, Kometa drew first blood and led 2-0 after 20 minutes. But hosts Pardubice came back in the second, scoring three, and they went on to win the game by a score of 4-2. In other hockey news, the 2011 Junior Hockey World Championship underway in Buffalo, New York, will be one the Czech team will likely want to forget after disappointing results in the preliminary round last week saw them ousted from playoff contention. In the preliminary round, the Czech team only beat opponents Norway, but otherwise lost in heavily lopsided games to Canada, Sweden, and Russia. On Sunday, the Czech players did pull off one important win, a dramatic 3-2 comeback over Germany, a win that leaves the Czechs in the elite group. The hero of that game was Ondřej Palát with two goals, including the winner. And afterwards, here's what he had to say.
When the Germans went ahead 2-1, the mood on the bench was terrible, the worst experience in my life. But the guys pulled together and we said we would keep our heads and try to turn things around and win. It was a really important game. It would have been embarrassing if we'd lost.
In the next and final relegation match for the team on Tuesday, the Czech Republic faces Slovakia. Turning to skiing now, Czech cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer is in 21st spot after three Tour de Ski 2010-11 events, around 1 minute 31 seconds behind Swiss leader Colonna. On Saturday, the defending Tour de Ski champion finished 13th in the 15-kilometer classic pursuit in Oberstdorf, Germany, telling Czech radio that he was happy with his performance, if not with the result. He stressed he had had problems with his skis. In the sprint on Sunday, Bauer lost more ground, which the skier said was no surprise, admitting that he had never been a natural sprinter. For Bauer to improve, he'll have to make up a lot of lost ground in Italy, where the last five races in the Tour de Ski will be held. Turning to football in the English Premier League, Chelsea with star Czech goalie Petr Cech suffered yet another disappointing finish, leaving them 6 points behind league leaders Manchester United and in fifth spot in the overall standings. The football team on Sunday drew 3-3 with Aston Villa after first coming back from 2-1 and then leading 3-2 into the final minute of the game. But Aston Villa scored. Despite the draw, Chelsea boss Carlo Ancelotti has insisted the club could still take the Premier League title. And finally, in motorsport, 53-year-old Czech racer Jiří Macháček, a Dakar champion in 2009, currently leads in the quad category of the Dakar rally underway in South America. The Czech rider won the opening race on his Yamaha four-wheeler. His fellow Czech teammate Martin Plechaty finished second. In the trucks category, Aleš Loprais, the son of legendary driver and six-time Dakar winner Karel Loprais, now retired, came in second in his Tatra, 5 minutes off the leader. And that's all the sport for today.